Blog Talk Radio.
Circles of Prosperity. I'm Cynthia Johnson, and I'm here this morning with Dr. Reggie Johnson, and we're your hosts this morning. And this is going to be a very special week. We have a lot going on this week, so we're going to have a little bit of the oldies but goodies, and then Wednesday we have a huge energy infusion event with Bill Bowers. It's going to be at 7 p.m., so it's going to be busy. I hope you guys had a great weekend, that you're well-rested and really gearing up for Wednesday night, which is going to be powerful. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
Good morning, Cynthia and everybody else who's listening. Good morning.
Wow. Did you have a good weekend?
I really had so much fun. I went to a crazy movie that had nothing to do with history at all. It was Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, and I just laughed because some people thought that was real, and it made me think about how people are. Of course, he was not a vampire hunter, but it was funny to hear somebody say, "Was he really?" I said, "You got to be kidding me, right?"
I know. I was very concerned that they would pull Abraham Lincoln in and turn him into a vampire hunter. But you know what was really interesting about that movie was that they did bring in a lot of historical facts about America and the Civil War and slavery. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was a unique interpretation.
It was very good. It was a good movie. It was really good.
He got his burger dress.
Everything was right there, but it was great.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So listen, why don't we go into our morning prayer and then we can move on to other things.
Okay. Let's all take a deep breath in and breathe out. Heavenly Father, thank you for the power of breath itself, life itself, being itself. Let us never take for granted the energy of life that you have given us. Let us always know that we are shielded and encased in a beautiful, beautiful orb of light, and reinforced with that light is power and knowledge and wisdom and love. We are walking, talking, rainbow-colored energy fields of love, light, and power. Let us always know who we are as we bring in and magnetize good health, abundance, peace of mind, emotional security and stability, and love. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is, and so it is. Thank you so much, Dr. Reggie. Okay, so let's get some of the announcements out of the way, because like I said, we have a lot going on this week. Because we are focusing on Wednesday with Bill Bowers and his energy and dowsing event, I thought it would be useful for us to go back and really look at energy and talk about energy before Wednesday. So on Wednesday, we will not have a 7 a.m. morning devotion, because Blog Talk Radio only allows me one show per day. So I'm changing the hour to 7 p.m. in the evening, and that's Eastern Daylight Savings Time. So let your friends know about this special event. Because what will happen is that as a group, we're going to magnify that energy. And the way Bill wants to do this is that he's going to group your requests in categories. So if you have a financial problem, he will be doing energy work for financial issues. You need more money or anything dealing with finances. He will focus there. Health, he'll focus in that area. Relationships, he'll focus in that area. So please let your friends know if they have any challenges in their life, whether it's in relationships, health, or finance, to get in on this call, because it's going to be powerful. You know, Jesus says, when two or more gathered in my name, I am in the midst of thee. So here we are now, so many of us gathering together, and it magnifies that energy. And then we have this powerful facilitator, Bill Bowers, who will help us shift that energy, and it's just going to be powerful. So, like I said, please share it. You can have people come to Circles of Prosperity on Blog Talk, and I'm asking, if you are a regular listener, please click the follow button and follow us, because I plan on bringing in quite a few guests. I've already extended some invitations to some people that will just blow your socks off. And because Dr. Reggie has been a spiritual coach and intuitive for so many years, and he had his own Blog Talk radio show called Wow Radio. You can go back and listen to the archives. He brought in some powerful, powerful people, and he's interfaced and networked with some powerful people and intuitives, and those people will be coming to our show to support us here in Circles of Prosperity. So follow us so that you can keep up with what's going on. Also, I really encourage you to go to our Facebook page and like us, please. You can just go to Facebook.com, and we're under Circles of Prosperity. We have our own domain there, and you can like us there. We're the more people we have, and the more we communicate and share with each other, it'll just be fabulous. We'll be the talk of the town. So, you know, Dr. Reggie and I both want to feed you continuously. And social media allows us to do that in little bites of information, tiny bites of information, just a thought of the day or something that's inspiring and uplifting you. And just to remind you of who you truly are, that divine energy that flows through you. You know, we need that little reminder every day. Something comes up in our life and we quickly forget. How quickly we forget. So we want to be there and to be a source of inspiration for you, to remind you that you are not powerless, but very powerful. So those are the big things this week. I also wanted to acknowledge Gloria. Gloria Wells monitors our chat room, and you can ask her questions. She's our co-host. And she says, woohoo, that's me. But anyway, she's doing a fabulous job. Sometimes she's there alone. But if you're in the chat room, say hi to her. Let her know you're paying attention to her notes, because she pulls out things from our lessons and shares it with you and tries to enhance so that you feel a part of our group here. So if you are listening to us online, jump into the chat room, because you can meet new people of like minds and network with them, and it'll be awesome. It'll just be awesome. All righty then. I'm finished with all my advertising this morning. As I mentioned to you before, because we are doing this big energy event on Wednesday, I went through all of my materials and some of my previous messages to you, and I thought, I need to really talk about energy. And so I went to one of my favorite books. Before we got onto Blog Talk Radio, we did a book study of Creating Money, Attracting Abundance, which is another channeled work by Sanaya Roman and Dwayne Packer. And today I want to talk to you about letting money flow. I actually titled this this message to dare to ask for more. So let's go back and let's talk about energy and how money flows. As you grow and as you become more sensitive to more and more aspects of creating abundance, you will recognize that money flows in and it flows out. It's like ocean waves. And you will experience times when the tide is in and times when the tide is out. And your universe is made of energy. And energy moves in waves and cycles. And there will be times when your magnetism has a larger result and times when it has a smaller result. So some months you will receive more money than usual, and some months you will have more bills than normal. Some weeks your business may be booming, and other weeks you may have very few customers. There is a natural rhythm to money, just as there is a natural cycle to everything in your life. Every business has an ebb and a flow. Every person has cycles in life, times when money is coming in and more than it is going out, and times when it is going out more than it is coming in. But here's your challenge. Your challenge is not to go up and down emotionally with the natural ebb and flow of money in your life. Don't freak out when there's not any there. Don't get too excited when there's a lot coming in. You need to find a steady emotional balance that regardless of what happens, whether you're in the ebb or the flow, that your emotions are steady. Instead, what you want to do, you want to use these natural cycles in a way that further builds your prosperity. And here's an affirmation that I want you to say to yourself. Money flows in my life. I am prosperous. Money flows in my life. I am prosperous. Whoa, money flows in my life. I am prosperous. So there are four basic states of flow that you might experience. There's calm. That's when money is coming in and going out in equal amounts. There's flow. And that's when much more money is coming in than going out. I love flow. We all love flow. And then there's ebb. And that's when much more money is going out than coming in. And then there's also flat, and that's when no money is flowing in or out. But you need to understand that money represents an exchange of energy between you and the outside world. It represents the energy going out from you and the energy that's coming back in. And you know, long before I started teaching, this was probably 20 years ago, Dr. Reggie, you may remember this, I was in downtown Los Angeles, and I looked at all of these skyscrapers around me, and the thought came inside of me that said, all of this represents energy. Money is energy. And when you think about what is required to build a skyscraper, these tall buildings, the energy required, which really comes down to, in our world, as the money, all the workers that had to get paid, energy, all the supplies that had to be bought, energy. A skyscraper represents energy. I want you to look around at different things in your environment and acknowledge that that is energy. It represents energy. So if you are in a calm or a flat state where money is coming in and going out in equal amounts, or there isn't any movement, look at where your own energy might not be moving. You want both money and your personal energy to flow. And by unblocking your energy, you can create more money in your life. Blocks in money can be caused by places where your energy isn't flowing, such as in your physical body or your emotions or your relationships with other people. So if you are in a calm or a flat state with your money, you want the energy to begin moving. You need to observe your life for a while and ask your higher self to show you where your energy needs to flow more. So can you now see what Bill is actually doing when he's dowsing and he's trying to find those blockages for you? And he's shifting that energy around that blockage to open a throughway for that money to begin flowing through you, or for the whatever it is that you're desiring to start, the energy to start flowing, to shift the circumstances around whatever it is you're going through. Here's another affirmation for you. My energy is open and flowing in every area of my life. My energy is open and flowing in every area of my life. Sometimes the lack of flow may be in your body. If your body is not healthy or as energetic as you would like, you can start having more energy just by getting in touch with your inner urgings. Your body is always trying to communicate with you about its needs. What whispers have you been receiving from your body? Perhaps it wants you to get more rest, or to be out in nature more, or to get more exercise, or to change your diet. Follow your inner urgings. See, we ignore our intuition. Dr. Reggie says, when we're praying to God. But when we meditate, it's God speaking to us. Our intuition is God speaking to us. It's our higher self communicating with us. Are you listening? When you get those gut feelings, that is God. That is your intuition. That is your higher self. That is the source. Don't ignore those things. Follow your inner urgings and you will gain more physical energy and more health. And as you gain more flow in this area, it will help money to flow in your life. How many of you don't even really think about how you're feeling it may be affecting how money is coming into your life? That is a block. So take a moment to reflect on your body. Is there anywhere that you feel physically blocked? Do you have any inner urges that you are not following, such as changing your diet or getting more exercise or getting a massage or walking outdoors? What simple step could you take today or even tomorrow to help open up that area? So sometimes you may feel emotionally blocked. You may be angry at someone or suppressing feelings that need to be expressed. You can free emotional blocks by having the intent to go higher and by speaking the truth with compassion. Again, you need to follow your inner urgings. Listen to your feelings. Honor them. And more importantly, act upon them. reflect on your personal relationships. Is there any place where the giving and receiving are not equal, or where you are putting a lot of energy out and getting very little back? Or are you expecting people to give to you without giving back to them? Do you send out love to other people? Do you feel loved? Is your heart open? Because when you observe an area that feels blocked, you can ask, well, what specific action can I take to create more flow in this area? It need not be a major act. It can be something very simple, such as telling a friend something that needs to be said. What small step can you take in the next week or so to open up that energy between you and someone else? It may be as simple as a phone call, or a change in your attitude toward someone, or just telling someone telepathically that you accept him or you accept her just as he or she is. One area in which you are not happy may affect every other area in your life. And the more conscious you become of your energy, the less possible it becomes to sweep under the carpet those areas of your life that are not working. So to experience the abundance, to experience the aliveness and the growth that you are seeking, it is necessary to do what you can to make every area of your life work. So when money is not flowing, it may be time to start new activities that you have been wanting to do. Look for things you can do that will bring you joy and aliveness and energy. And start doing them. Because as you do, you will start your energy moving and create a flow of money. Here's another affirmation for you. I always have money coming in. I have more money coming in than going out. I always have more money coming in than going out. I always have more money coming in than going out. I like that one. Because everyone looks forward to what? They're looking forward to the flow when more money is coming in than going out. Your experience, and you may experience this many times each month, when you receive your paycheck or any sum of money, before you spend it, you have created a flow. So start by acknowledging that you already have a flow in your life and that what you want is even more in the days to come when more money is going to be coming in than going out. So if you acknowledge yourself every time you had even one day of more money coming in than going out, you would find the flow increasing in your life. If you have reached a level where you consistently have an excess of money coming in, congratulate yourself because you have reached a level of mastery of abundance. Take a moment to appreciate and acknowledge your accomplishment. There are some challenges at this level. And one of the challenges when more money is coming in than going out is to keep your expenses far enough below your increased wealth that when the natural ebb comes, you will still be able to pay your bills. Until you completely master the process of manifesting and can create whatever you want at the moment you want it, you may want to save some of your excess money. It is easy at any level of wealth to spend more than you have and keep yourself feeling broke. And some people do not experience abundance because they spend all the money that they make. Or they increase their monthly expenses so much that when their income goes up, they don't have enough money to meet their bills when the tide goes out. And those who feel wealthy are usually spending less than they make. Here's a little story. There was a man who was making a small annual salary, and he began to visualize his monetary success. And within 3 years, he drew in and acted upon enough new business ideas to make a huge annual salary. And he was only working 3 days a week. However, he got all excited about the money he was making, and he bought a huge new house, a large car, and other expensive items. And he quickly increased his monthly expenses to the point where he needed to earn his new huge salary just to meet his payments. And even with his increased income, he still felt poor and pressed for money. Because when money dropped off the next year, he had financial trouble, even though he had earned a lot of money. And let's just stop and look at this for a moment. You remember I said your biggest challenge is to keep a level head emotionally? So in his excitement, because there was all this money there, he went out and he bought things to make him feel good at that moment. And he did not take the precautions to know that there is a natural cycle in the flow of money. There are times when we have more than this going out, and vice versa. Sometimes when we have more going out than coming in. So he wasn't prepared for the ebb. And consequently, what happened? There wasn't enough money, and he was repeating where he was before he started making money, didn't he? Because now his energy was in fear. I'm not going to have enough money to cover this bill. I'm not going to have worrying about having enough money to cover his responsibilities. And can you see the other principles playing out here? These were choices he made, and there are consequences to your choices. So the question in this story is, did he learn from this? Because that's the only thing that's important. Whether or not you learn from the experience. And some of us get stuck in the concept of not having enough. And so even when there's a large amount coming in, we do things and make choices that respond to that underlying belief of there's not enough. So here you have a lot, but then you create a scenario where there won't be enough because that's your underlying belief. Am I making sense here? Here's another affirmation for you. I allow myself to have more than I ever dreamed possible. I allow myself to have more than I ever dreamed possible. When more money is coming in than going out, when you are getting more business or money than you ever expected, it is a challenge to continue to ask for more. If you say, this is too much. If it continues, I won't be able to handle the business, the responsibility, or the work. Well, then you might want to put the brakes on more tightly than you expect. That's fear, isn't it? You recognize it? Then when the natural ebb comes, you might find the money or the business less than what you want. And when you feel you're being inundated by business or work or opportunities or money, you don't want to put the brakes on. You want to challenge yourself to ask for more. You want to indulge in unlimited thinking and expand your imagination of what is possible for you to have. You know, we're making a lot of changes here with Circles of Prosperity. And those changes are creating more work for me. And I'm like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to handle all of this. This is too much. Trying to invite guests and getting correspondence out to them and communicating with them and then coordinating the dates and the calendar and keeping that straight and then communicating with giving them the guidelines and the format of the show. I mean, it has keeping the website current so that you guys know what's going on and what's upcoming, and all of that created more work for me. And I will be honest with you. I'm sitting here going, I don't think I can handle all of this. This is too much. But there's an underlying thing of saying, but this is what you want. So let's just move through it. And ask for more. Ask for more. When you are in an upward cycle, keep opening to even more. Realize that as more comes in, you will develop new processes and new forms and new structures in your life to handle it. And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm creating form letters to go out rather than me trying to do each one personally. I'm developing a system so that things kind of work a little bit more automatically. But I'm still, you know, so I'm working to improve the way I do things and streamline it so that I can handle more. You may even wind up hiring some help and changing what you're doing and being able to reach more people. And that's the whole goal of Circles of Prosperity, to reach more people. So I can't afford to be afraid or overwhelmed. How many of you are in that position right now? You Reiki healers. People are sick out here. It's a huge demand for Reiki healers, for hands-on healing. Dare to ask for more clients. Dare to find ways to reach them, creative ways to reach more. You know, Oprah Winfrey, there's a story where she shares this story about, she says she wanted her vision to be bigger than she is. Her vision was to be bigger than she is, bigger than her. And look at the magnificent work Oprah Winfrey has done, to the point now where she owns her own network. That's a huge vision. I look at Ted Turner. He started here in Atlanta with a little UHF radio television station, Channel 17. I'll never forget it. UHF. Who watches UHF? He had a bigger vision. This 24-hour news cycle, CNN, cable back then. He was pioneering cable, and look how huge cable is. He dared to ask for more. I know that there's someone out there that has a huge vision. Don't belittle that vision. That is God. That is the source saying, I have chosen you to express this vision through you. I used to feel guilty about my big visions. I could never think small. I've never been. Dr. Reggie will tell you, he calls me his Lucy because I have one idea after another. They're never small ideas. They're always huge. I can't help it. That's how the Holy Spirit expresses through me. That's how God expresses through me. So I know there's someone among you that has a huge vision. Dare to ask for more. Dare to ask for more. Realize that as more comes in you, as more comes in, you will develop new processes, new forms, and structures in your life to handle it. You may end up hiring help, changing what you do, and being able to reach more people. But as you become more abundant, one of your challenges will be to handle all the choices, all the opportunities, and abundance that comes to you. And you will be challenged to grow and to reach more people and to get your work out in a larger way and accept more responsibility and more power and more abundance. That's a powerful lesson for us, isn't it? Dare to ask for more. Okay, let's go to the play sheet here, and then we'll close out this little lesson today. First, and if you can take these notes, please, we want to look to see if there is any area in your life that is not working as well as you would like it to work, and take a moment to picture how you would like this area of your life to look. You know, we spend too much time saying, whining about what's not right. And I guarantee you, if I ask you now, well, what would you like for it to be? You would. Every time I do that, there's a long pause, which tells me what? You haven't even given any thought to what you really want. Or if you choose to answer the question when I said, well, what do you really want? Well, I don't want such and such, and I know I don't want such and such. Well, that's not telling me what you want. So take the time today or this week to really look at what's not working in your life and define how you want that area of your life to be. You can't manifest it if you can't clarify it and be clear on what it is that you want. And then I want you to get quiet and to listen to your inner guidance about what you might do to experience what you want in this area. So you see, you can't even move on to step two until you define what it is that you want. And then step two is, what can you do? What little thing can you do to move you closer to what it is that you want? And here's the third step. What one joyful step could you take tomorrow to begin to follow this guidance? And look what they say. It's the joyful step, because your emotions are important. How you feel about it is important. It cannot be something that you're resenting to do. Now, if it means that you've got to get up and exercise, my trick is to walk. Just begin by walking. And I needed to have a reward. So I used to walk to Starbucks so that I could get a cup of coffee or those little mixed drinks. They had a mango, what do they call those things? A mango smoothie that I absolutely loved. That would be my reward for walking. But the walking was to get exercise. So I had a little joy in that walk, because at the end of it, I got to have me a mango smoothie. So find something that's going to give you joy, that's going to move you closer to what it is that you want. Here's the second thing. Get quiet and tune into your physical body. What inner guidance have you been receiving that might give you more energy and more health? What one joyful step could you take tomorrow to begin to follow that guidance? And then I want you to look at your relationships, including your relationship with yourself. Is there something that is not working as well as you would like it to? And I want you to picture the experience of what it would be like if it was in perfect order. Now, you cannot change another person. You can only change yourself. But often when you change something about yourself, your whole attitude and your perspective and your actions change. And the person changes the way they respond to you. So what about yourself could you change that would improve this situation? And just stop for a moment and let the ideas come to your mind about what you might do to improve your experience in that relationship. And then you need to be willing to take action on your ideas. You know, Dr. Reggie has this exercise of forgiveness because a lot of times we need to forgive people, but when we move into forgiveness, understand you're not forgiving the person because they did something to you. You are actually forgiving yourself for allowing yourself to choose to feel whatever it is that you're feeling. Did that make sense? You know, often we say, oh, I forgive you for saying such and such and such, or I forgive you. And we think the way you would really word that is, oh, I know that you did this to me, but it's okay. And that's keeping the forgiveness outside of yourself. It's making you feel like, oh, I feel really good that I can forgive this person. So you're feeling superior. But really, in all honesty, it should be, the way it should be worded is, you know what, I forgive myself for having these thoughts and these feelings in this situation. Because I know I should not place labels or judgments. Or I know that I should not be fearful. Or I know that I should not be insecure or feel inferior. So I forgive me. And then you may have responded in such a way that affected that person because you had all these feelings inside. And so you extend that forgiveness. Please forgive me for what I've done, how I responded to you. But it's really all about you. The forgiveness is about you. So you hold that person in consciousness and send them a big pink heart of love. And engulf yourself in that big heart of love. You fill your heart chakra with love. And you're loving you, and you extend it to the other person. Or you extend it to the situation. And you let it go. All is in divine order. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into our closing prayer this morning?
Absolutely. Thank you, Father, for this lesson and for the secrets that are revealed in this lesson. And one of those divine secrets for the energy of money and the value that we ascribe to it and the power it has is not in the paper or the pictures on the paper. It's in the energy underlying the paper. And one of the secrets of attracting more income and wealth is to forgive ourselves as well as others with statements in our heads and out of our mouths. My own secret, money, money, come to me, shaken from the money tree in abundance, 3 times 3. Trinka, 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 beat. My own secret for always having money in my wallet, never being without. Opening the doors of heaven, unlocking the doors by unlocking your heart and your mind in the energy of forgiveness and love. Always blast the doors open to bring wealth in your path. Forgiving ourselves and forgiving others. Even for the wrong we think we've done and forgiving ourselves. We believe that the energy of God flows in us, through us, and as us right here and right now. And we are never without. We know, Lord, it is your good pleasure to give us the kingdom. Some of our kingdoms are lavishly abundant, And some of those kingdoms are broke because their minds and their hearts are in the energy of being broke. We are never broke, never in lacking, never found wanting, only by the level of mind that separates us from our wealth. We believe it is so, and so it is.
Thank you. We'll be here tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Dare to ask for more. God bless.